Here we are kicking off a new series, and this one is a topic that is near and dear to both of our hearts. This series, we're going to be digging into the importance of strong product design and the impact that strong design can have on a business and even the world.
Yeah, in fact, product design is actually what brought you and I together, Anna. Just think of it. If it weren't for product design, there would be no Better Product Podcast.
Wow, I can't even literally imagine that world.
But since you guys always hear from Anna and myself, we wanted to bring on a new voice to help us kick off this series. So joining us today is Evan Tank, a senior product designer at InnovateMap. Wait, have you you've been on the show before?
Have I? No, I don't think I have.
I could have sworn you were way early. We used to bring people into B blocks back in 2018 towards the end. Anyway, okay, maybe not. All right.
I remember John was on one about product design, so
maybe that's what it was. Okay.
Oh, are you not John?
Wait, we have
the wrong person.
God, this remote work, like I forget who people are. John Tank, John Moore, Evan Tank is here. Thanks for joining us, Evan.
Thanks for having me. First time, long time. Excited to kick this off.
Ooh. We are as well. We've wanted to have you on the show. Well, that's like I really got drunk history there.
No lie.
We wanted to have you on the show for a good one reason or two reasons. We wanted to have you on this episode to set the foundation for this series and break down for our listeners what product design is. I know you've actually given talks on this. You've talked about it quite a bit around the office. You even did a really nice video about this. I think it was like a year ago. So we wanted to dig into that because like Anna and myself, your background is in UX design, but we definitely mean something slightly different when we talk about product design. So let's start right there. What is product design as defined by Evan Tank?
Well, this has definitely gotten easier to explain over the years as kind of the term and the field have continued to evolve to the point where it's gotten kind of self-explanatory. Back in the day, trying to explain what user experience design was to like someone who didn't work in tech seemed impossible. They're like, you design experiences? What does that mean? But really, product design is just creating a product that meets both the needs of the users and the business. It's really that simple. So just making sure that the problems that we're solving for the business turn into exceptional experiences for the users that really also need a problem solved.
How do you describe product design to your family? Do you think it's easier to describe than like UX design was?
Yeah, it definitely is because people understand what a product is. You can say like the piece of software that's on your phone, that's a product and I designed that. But you don't say like the piece of software that's on your phone, that's a user experience. You're experiencing that as a user. So it's definitely gotten a little easier.
At least for me, whenever I use that, I'm like, you know, like the Facebook app you use in your phone, I design things like that. And then they're like, you designed Facebook? And I'm like, no. And then it's usually just kind of a disappointing response because I haven't designed
anything. Yeah, I designed Facebook. That's exactly okay. What I did.
All right. That's actually a really good idea. So for people doing this, like your family's never going to background check you.
So Evan, we talked a little bit about what product design is, but what are the actual responsibilities of a product designer?
Yeah, so I like to kind of break it down into three main responsibilities for designers themselves. So there's understanding your users, there's understanding your business and how or why your business needs to grow, and then there's turning those insights into actual user experiences. So to kind of break down those three high-level responsibilities a little bit, understanding your users, that's doing user research, user testing, analyzing user data to get to the point where you kind of know what their motivations are, what problems they're trying to solve, and how these products are actually going to fit into their lives. There's understanding your business, so asking questions like, why are we designing this feature? What business problem is this design going to solve? How are our competitors solving this problem? Are they? And why are they? Why'd they go that route? How is this thing going to be sold? And kind of what it is for the vision of the product. So we're designing this feature so our users can do this, but as a business, it's going to allow us to pursue X, Y, and Z in the future. And that's really important for designers to know up front so they can kind of scale that into the product. And then turning those user insights and business insights into actual designs. So things like prototyping, wireframing, workflow diagrams, style guides, design systems, incorporating branding and identity into the product, visual design, animations, motion design, all those kind of tactical things that end up on the screen in the end.
Yeah, to me, that feels like those things that you ended with are sort of like, at least I would call like UI design, which is like a subset of product design. Like there's the UI aspect of it, but it doesn't speak to the full sort of like end-to-end experience of the product.
Yeah, definitely. So it's the terms have kind of shifted throughout the years. It really kind of people understood design in terms of tech products as UI design in the early stages, because that's really kind of those tactical things. That's what are the fonts? What are the colors? What do buttons look like? How do you interact with the fields in the product and the tables and searching and stuff like that? So that's kind of UI design in a sense. And then as the field has continued to evolve, there was this whole kind of revolution around understanding your users. And that's where user experience kind of came into play. And that's things like, I kind of explain this in reverse in a way, but like doing that user research, understanding what their motivators are, that's when user experience was a heavy impact into it. And now it's kind of shifted into product design in the modern age. And that's where you add that kind of lens of the business on top of these terms. So when we say product design, we really mean incorporating the users, the business, and those UI tactical things.
It feels like the definition of UX and product design, like initially, you know, designers were not thought to like handle more than just like the like pixel pushing or like the design piece. And then the title user experience seemed to come about because we wanted to expand the definition of what a designer could do, of what they thought about, that they thought about the user, they thought about the workflow, they thought about them like more holistically. And now it feels like that that's more well understood in the industry. So we're able to like focus the title again back to kind of product designer. Do you think that that's true?
Totally. There was a quote that said, I don't remember who said it, so that means you can probably attribute it to like Winston Churchill or someone, because it says every quote in the world. Saying your product is easy to use is like saying it's like a chef saying their food is edible. So like nowadays, it's kind of table stakes to have a really kind of well-designed product that looks great, that functions well. So then you can kind of start to focus on that product inside of the business itself. And that's the way we explain product design.
I think, yeah, I remember after winning World War II, Winston Churchill had that stint where he was a product designer, I think for an early stage tech company.
Yeah.
That's when he said that. Yeah, it was like
really
stealth. Actually never made it to market because it was top secret. So one other trend that is not exclusive to product design, but I think is emerging, is product-led growth. And we've had a series on product-led growth. I feel like what you're describing only increases the demand for even UX to really understand what product design is, because just to share a little bit of my background, which I have on this show before, but when I worked when I was in-house designer for larger enterprise software companies, as a user experience designer, you didn't really think about the buying experience, because for larger companies, the users are just there. You don't really worry about acquiring them. And sales handles them. But today with product-led growth, now the product itself is almost inserting itself into the buying process, which from my perspective, I think it increases the importance on UX designers to understand how the design sort of fits into that broader process. Are you seeing that happen as well? And have you maybe seen your role sort of evolve over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years in designing software experiences?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just reinforcing that idea that designers don't work in silos. A designer can't just be taking a user story and translating it into a screen without the broader picture. They have to understand really how this will impact, how your designs will impact and also be impacted by those other disciplines like the sales team, the marketing team, the branding team, any future developments for the product. Because that's really how you continue to scale your product and make sure that it's growing at a rate that you want it to grow.
For designers maybe that are unfamiliar with business and go get an MBA or anything like that, and I know you haven't either, how have you you talked about user research and that side of it, but when you think about the business impact of product design, what are ways that you think designers can actually understand that side or figure or learn that just like they're learning the user side?
I think it really kind of comes down to research, interviewing your stakeholders that are involved in the product, interviewing or talking to, I don't want to say interviewing because that seems so formal, but just talking to the sales team and talking to the marketing team for their plans on how they're going to launch this thing or the go-to-market strategy. Just being in touch with those other disciplines at your company is hugely important. And you definitely don't need a business degree to do that. You just have to ask some questions.
Okay. So what we hear a lot from early stage startups, are people trying to hire UI designers or they try to like get designers to go design the screens that development can build. They sort of pigeonhole design a little bit. How would you make a case for an early stage company that needs design help to try to get them to understand the value of product design over just simply getting someone to make clean screens, I guess, for lack of a better word? Or put another way, state your case for persuading an early stage founder for the value of product design early on in a product.
Product design is always important no matter what stage you're at, but it's especially important at those early stage startups because those people wear a lot of hats. If you are working in an early stage startup, you're not just doing what your job responsibility tells you to do. You're not just designing the product. You're going to be influencing so many things about the business. And a product designer at an early stage startup needs to wear a lot of those hats and do some kind of product management roles, do some user research roles, do a lot of those things that you're going to have a lot of those gaps early on when there's only a handful of people to solve those. So product designers that really kind of understand how product design fits into the business as a whole, once they understand that, they can start to act on some of those gaps and fill some of those gaps for the team.
That is great. They'll probably cut this, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, because you are a tastemaker, for lack of a better word, right? You're designing for a lot of different... Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be bad taste. I don't know. You're making the whatever. you're a thought leader. You have a lot of impact. You work with a lot of startups, a lot of larger tech companies as well, but you set the bar early on for what product design is going to be like. So I'm curious from your perspective, you know design really well. What is the one product or what are some products that you admire, at least from the outside, that you would sort of reference as really great examples of product design today?
I tend to really appreciate products that are doing things kind of behind the scenes that me as a user don't really see every day in a day-to-day. So products like Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z, and products like Zillow that are filling gaps in the market that most users don't fully understand. If you ask anyone on the street, what does Zillow do? It's like, oh, that's where you go to look at houses that are up for sale. But Zillow has tenant portals for early stage landlords that want to set up their payment profiles in the app. And they do all kinds of things because they really understand their market and they understand what their opportunities are and how to fill those gaps. So I really admire some of those companies that start with kind of a pretty simple B2C product, but then turn it into this kind of larger machine of solving problems for all types of different users in that space.
That's an interesting answer. If I were to reflect back why that's interesting for people, it's that I think a lot of people, when you ask a designer a great product, would expect like beauty or something that looks amazing, but you gave something, and I'm not necessarily criticizing, I'm a Zillow user myself. But it's not necessarily like the pinnacle of gorgeous, you know, UI design. But I think it's important too for people listening that I think for a lot of product designers, that is what great product design is. Like you mentioned, it's a lot of the stuff that you don't necessarily see, the way that they solve things, more than it is what it looks like. So that was a real great answer. I think it really exposes, I think, the true value of product design.
Evan, it's been so awesome to talk with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me again. This was great.
In the coming episodes, you'll hear from design leaders like Tyler Wanless, head of design and interim head of product at Buffer, Laura Nunnery, senior product designer at Strava, and Gabrielle Guthrie, co-founder and head of product at Moxley, which has been acquired. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss a new episode release. As always, I'm Anna.
And I'm Christian, and this is Better Product.
Better Product. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you're looking for more resources on how to design, build, market, and sell better products, then head over to betterproduct.community to join, well, the community. And as always, we're curious, what does better product mean to you? Shoot us an email at podcasts@innovatemap.com.